Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the prayers of the faithful or divine office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri, Administrator of Centrafrica Maronite Mission in Denver, Colorado, and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. O Just One, who never committed a fault and whose mouth never uttered deceit, you willingly allowed yourself to be crucified between two wrongdoers. May your cross purify us from our sins, deliver us from evil, and protect us from the devil and his ways. To you we shall give glory, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, in peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord, put your holy fear within our hearts. May your holy commandments be rooted deep within our hearts, and help us to dwell pure and holy in your presence. And we shall glorify you, your Father, and your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest, in which she puts her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy they who dwell in your house, continually they praise you. Happy the men whose strength you are, their hearts are set upon the pilgrimage. When they pass through the valley of the mastic trees, they make a spring of it. The early rain clothes it with generous growth. They go from strength to strength, they shall see the God of gods in Zion. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. I had rather one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I had rather lie at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For a sun and a shield is the Lord God. Grace and glory he bestows. The Lord withholds no good thing from those who walk in sincerity. O Lord of hosts, happy the men who trust in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord, through hope in your generous promises, console us in the temptations and difficulties that surround us here on earth. By your power, keep the vanities of the world away from us, and grant us to walk in the straight path of your commandments that lead us from earth to heaven. Thus we shall weave crowns of victory, and our joy will be one with that of the saints in the life of the Spirit. We shall unceasingly give you glory, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, to you I call, hasten to me. Hearken to my voice when I call upon you. Let my prayer come like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands like the evening sacrifice. O Lord, set a watch before my mouth, a guard at the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to the evil of engaging in deeds of wickedness with men who are evildoers, and let me not partake of their dainties. With a loud voice I cry out to the Lord. With a loud voice I beseech the Lord. My complaint I pour out before him. Before him I lay bare my distress. When my spirit is faint within me, you know my path. In the way along which I walk, they have hid a trap for me. I look to the right to see, but there is no one who pays me heed. I have lost all means of escape. There is no one who cares for my life. I cry out to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought low indeed. Rescue me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Lead me forth from prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The just shall gather around me, when you have been good to me. A lamp to my feet is your word, a light to my path. I resolve and swear to keep your just ordinances. I am very much afflicted. O Lord, give me life according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the free homage of my mouth, and teach me your decrees. Though constantly I take my life in my hands, yet I forget not your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but from your precepts I have not strayed. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are. I intend in my heart to fulfill your statutes, always to the letter. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise, glory, and honor to the light, whose radiance has revealed the Father of lights, to the brightness, whose splendor has drawn us to the threshold of light, to the wise one, who in divine generosity has offered us the treasures of wisdom, to the living and life-giving one, who in his kindness has led us to the source of life, to him, the Lord of goodness, is due glory and honor this evening and all the days of our lives, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, we adore you as we beg your mercy and compassion. In your kindness, hear our plea. Accept this incense which we offer you in our weakness, as you heard the prayer of Abel and accepted his sacrifice, because of the simplicity of his heart. O God, deliver your people from the evil one, as you saved the just man Noah from the torrents of the deluge in the days of destruction. The holy patriarchs implored you, and you granted their petitions. When Abraham called upon you, you delivered his imprisoned people from the hands of kings. When Isaac called upon you, you loosened his bonds, saved him from his father's knife, and accepted the sacrifice of a ram. When Jacob called upon you, you delivered him from the sword of his brother Esau. When Moses called upon you, you opened the Red Sea before the people of Israel. When Aaron called upon you, you accepted the incense he offered you before the Ark of the Covenant. When Phinehas called upon you, the scourge was averted from the rebellious people. When Joshua, son of Nun, called upon you, the sun and the moon halted in their course. When Daniel called upon you in the den, he escaped the mouth of the hungry lions. When the young men of the house of Ananias called on you in the fiery furnace, The flames did not touch them, but instead devoured their enemies. O God, hear our prayer at this time. As you heard the prayer of King Hezekiah while the forces of Sennacherib fled before him, grant our petitions, O Lord, as you answered the prayer of Elijah when fire came down and consumed his sacrifice, and as you heard the prayer of Anna in the temple, Mary and Martha at the tomb of their brother Lazarus, that of the holy apostles in the upper room, and the martyrs at the judgment seat, O Lord, hear the prayers of your servants who stand in your presence. Draw from your heavenly treasure and grant their petitions. Give hope and joy to all who turn to you and await your grace. Then we shall unceasingly glorify you, your Father, and your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
You accepted the sacrifice David offered you with a sincere heart, and death was turned away from Israel. Calm the anger heaped against the flock which you have redeemed by your blood. Through the prayers of your church, your people implore your majesty to turn away your anger from them.
O Lord, accept this incense offered by your church. Through it, bring healing to our souls and bodies, and peace to the faithful departed who rest in your hope. To you be glory and thanksgiving, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, on Friday you formed me and clothed me in glory. Satan was jealous and seduced me. Lord, have mercy on us. You formed me, you laid your hand upon me, and clothed me in glory. Satan was jealous and seduced me. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, do not deprive us from hearing your words. Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom.
A reading from the letter of Jude. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who have been called by God, who have found love in God the Father, and have been guarded safely in Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love be yours in ever greater measure. I was already fully intent on writing you, beloved, about the salvation we share. But now, I feel obliged to write and encourage you to fight hard for the faith delivered once for all to the saints. Certain individuals have recently wormed their way into your midst, godless types, long ago destined for the condemnation I shall describe. They pervert the gracious gift of our God to sexual excess and deny Jesus Christ, our only Master and Lord. I wish to remind you of certain things, even though you may already be very well aware of them. The Lord first rescued his people from the land of Egypt, but later destroyed those who refused to believe. There were angels too, who did not keep to their own domain, who deserted their dwelling place. These the Lord has kept in perpetual bondage, shrouded in murky darkness against the judgment of the great day. Sodom, Gomorrah, and the towns thereabout indulged in lust, just as those angels did. They practiced unnatural vice. They are set before us to dissuade us, as they undergo a punishment of eternal fire. Similarly, these visionaries pollute the flesh. They spurn God's dominion and revile the angelic beings. Even the archangel Michael, when his case with the devil was being judged, a dispute over Moses' body, did not venture to charge him with blasphemy. He simply said, "May the Lord punish you." These people, however, not only revile what they have no knowledge of, but are corrupted through the very things they know by instinct, like brute animals.
Lord of night and master of all time, hear our supplications and have mercy on us. You reconciled heaven and earth. Grant peace to your church and keep her children in the light of the cross. the Son of God comes for trial and judgment. Who would not fear the awesome judge who holds in his hands the burning torch? By fire he will judge, and with flames he will separate the good from the evil. The second coming will not be like the first. The first time he came as a victim for sinners, but at the second coming he will come as righteous judge. He will test all people in the crucible. All imperfection will be put to consuming fire. Let us then fear the coming of the Son of God and hasten to repentance. Glory to the Father, who has entrusted all judgment to the Son. Adoration to the Son, who will judge with equity. Thanksgiving to the Spirit, who knows no partiality. Glory to the three persons in one Godhead. The Virgin Mary, your mother, and the apostles, prophets, and martyrs intercede for us. O God, through their prayers, strengthen the weak, comfort the sick, grant pardon to the deceased, and forgive the faults of us poor sinners. Exalt, O Lord, the memory of your mother and your saints. Through their prayers, grant pardon to us and our deceased. Through the prayers of your mother, the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, watch over the living, and in your mercy forgive those who have died.
Let us confess, adore, and praise the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us and have mercy on us. Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Lord, accept our worship and our prayers. Lord, come to our assistance and have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, the night and the day are yours. You uphold the light and the sun. Through your power you direct the sequence of the seasons. O Lord, you have brought the day to its close and called forth the night. Be for us that great day that never ends. In the evening, let your light shine in our hearts, and in the darkness of the night, enlighten us with the knowledge of your truth. And so, through all the days of our lives, we shall praise you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. To you be glory, and may your mercy rest upon us, now and forever. Amen. Let us thank God for all the graces he has bestowed on us this day, which has passed in calm and peace. Let us recall our failings against the commandments of God and the Church in thought, word, deed, or omission. We ask for God's pardon as we pray. Forgive us, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. God, Father in heaven, by your living and holy name, keep us from evil, and lead us not into temptation. For we call upon you, O Lord, our God, our constant hope. Glory to you forever. O Lord, our Lord, may our humble worship be pleasing to you. May our prayers come before you, and our actions give you honor. Let your mercy, kindness, help, graces, and divine love be poured abundantly upon us poor sinners, both in heaven and on earth, which you have created in your goodness. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Peace be with you, and also with you. O God, through the prayers of your mother and the saints who have believed in you, the prayers of the prophets, apostles, martyrs, and confessors, through the prayers of the just, the priests, the holy fathers, the pastors and doctors of true faith, through the prayers of our Pope, our Patriarch, and our Bishop, forgive your people and have mercy on your flock. May God bless, forgive, sanctify, purify, and keep each of the faithful united with us in this spiritual office. May mercy and compassion be upon us and all the faithful who dwell here. May peaceful rest be granted to those who have died in the faith. May the faithful who live here experience the protection of his victorious cross. May we and all his servants who adore him with bowed head receive the mercy of the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to whom be glory now and forever. Amen. May God forgive your sins, pardon your failings, and deliver you from the power of the enemy. May he grant you the remission of your offenses. Go in peace and pray to Christ for me.